Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hawks come to full strength. Hostess out of the box. Jalmerson put it in behind the net to Bowen. DeSoto right point. Hammers a shot. Here's Hostess on the rebound. Score!
Hawks win! Hawks win! Marion Hostess' first Black Hawk playoff goal in the game winner in overtime. Hawks beat the Predators 5-4.
On the Gene Hochberg phone line, it is the new Hall of Famer from the Chicago Blackhawks, Marion Hossa. Let me try this here in a second. As soon as we get him, I'm gonna do Ahoy Ako Samach, Dave. That's what I'm gonna start with.
Oh, that's a great place to start.
And we're hoping that means hi, how are you?
I certainly hope so.
If it's not, I'm sure we'll figure that out. Man, hearing that play-by-play just gives you goosebumps. Doesn't it?
Well, that was, I mean, that's one of the biggest goals in Blackhawks history. I mean, changed history for them, really.
Yeah, I was looking, and he's calling us right now, so we'll talk to Mary in just a second here. But in his office, there's a framed picture hanging on the wall. And it's what Marion Hossa describes as the best moment as a hockey player in his career. It was the exact moment when Jonathan Toews handed Hossa the cup on the ice. And it was at the Wells Fargo Center, wasn't it?
That was in Philadelphia. But the goal that you just heard was probably about 6 weeks before that, or maybe a little less than that, against Nashville at the United Center. And that shorthanded goal that, well, he had just come out of the box, the Blackhawks staged an incredible rally, and that was got them out of it, what could have been a deep hole in that playoff series.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think he was the final key, the missing link, and when he came here, everything just kind of came together, didn't it? I mean, it was a great run he had here. It was tough the way it ended, because he could have at least had one more season. He finished off pretty good, didn't he? I mean, and he's 41 now, so always in great shape. So we're going to ask him what he's doing now and what. Here he is right here. Let me try this. Marion Hossa, ahoy, ako samach.
I'm great, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm glad we did that properly. Wait a minute. I think I can do this. I was going to say congratulations, but let me try this. Blaho Zelani.
Blaho Zelani. Very good.
I'm close. All right.
That's impressive. Not many Americans can do that.
Well, not many people can do what you did in your career. And what's it been like the past day or two for you? I bet you've been hearing from a lot of people.
Yeah. It's obviously it's been amazing. Couple days for me and my family, and it's tough to describe. I think all it's gonna sink in a little bit later, and it's been hectic few days, and right now I just try to answering questions, people congratulating me, I try to answer a few texts here and there, emails, and obviously talking to my friends either overseas or here in Europe. And I think after when the week finish, I'm going to sit back a little bit and enjoy the time off, and I'm going to look back and I'm going to see, what really happened.
I think other than what you did on the ice, something that really endeared you to fans in Chicago was the way you were off the ice and the way you always conducted yourself. I know my 20-year-old daughter lists you as her favorite player of all time. She got to meet you at one of the Hawk conventions. So it must have been really nice for you to become a Chicagoan and engage with the fans here.
yeah. I mean, I love the city of Chicago. People are very nice to me, and every time, you know, when I come there, I feel like I'm at home, and lots of great memories. I met lots of great people, and obviously, I got the lucky. I played in a first-class organization and met lots of incredible people over there, played with the great teammates, and the staff around the team was unbelievable to me, and, you know, they helped me a lot to be, you know, better player and also better person.
Marion, what was the call or text or email that you got the last few days that meant the most to you or maybe surprised you the most? Anything like that?
You know, the lots of congratulations and obviously, you know, what makes you happy when, you know, guys like, you know, Patrick Kane, he was right away the first one. And you know, it means a lot to me because, you know, he's a great person, a great leader, and such a talented player. And you can just see how he enjoyed the hockey because he's watching closely. Even now when he's in the mid-age of his career, he's like a little kid still. And, you know, that makes me happy to see it. Basically, you know, lots of other people, like other players I play with, I had the success. You know, I talked to Duncan Keith, Jonathan Toews, Patrick Sharp texted me, you know, Seeps texted me, and from the coaches, Joel Quenneville. So I got lots of texts from Bowman's family. You know, John McDonough, I had a great talk with him, Jay Blanc. I mean, lots of great people texted me. I had a lot of success with them, and that means so much to me.
You also were able to play for the same franchise as your countryman, Stan Mikita, and you got to spend time with Stan before he passed. What did that mean to you to be able to play for the same team as Stan?
Well, you know, obviously he's an icon in the city of Chicago. People remember him here in Slovakia. And, you know, I got lucky. I got to know him when I came to Chicago in my early time and spent some time with him when I was injured. So that's an unbelievable memory for me. And, you know, being selected to Hockey Hall of Fame where he is, and he was born in Slovakia, You know, that makes me even more special. You know, he was the first one. You know, Peter Stastny was the second one, and I'm the third one. And also, you know, he scored the first 500 goal as a Slovak player, National Hockey League, Peter Bondras for second one, and I'm the third one. So, you know, for me, it seems like the number three is a charm. And, you know, on the third time, I won Stanley Cup. So lots of great memories with Stan Mikita, his wife, and, you know, his family.
Before you came to the Hawks, when you were in the finals, did you think, well, I've been lucky enough to be in the finals twice, that's it, I'm done, I'm never going to get to win it?
No, that's why I signed in Chicago, because I saw potential. And I was picking the team. I had the luxury as a free agent in July 1st, 2009, to go to the team, you know, where there is a potential, not just for, you know, 1 year or 2 years, but for a longer time. And I saw in Chicago with so many young players in the dressing room and raising up two superstars with a great core around them, there is a great potential. Original Six team, which, you know, I love that idea to play for Original Six, and, you know, beautiful city of Chicago. So, I mean, there was no hard to pick from the options with this team, and obviously great coaching staff by Joel Quenneville, just joined the team year before I signed. And all these options put it together, you know, just create excitement in me. And, you know, when we agreed to the length of the contract, I was so happy to sign to this city.
And, of course, that first year, and you said the other day that the moment when Jonathan Toews handed you the Stanley Cup in Philadelphia was the best moment of your career. But before you came on the air with us, we replayed the call of the goal against Nashville to win the game in overtime. And I maintain that's as big a goal as there's been in the history of the Blackhawks. Was that the biggest goal of your career?
Well, I believe so. I believe, you know, this goal didn't win the series or didn't win the, you know, deciding game in the Stanley Cup's final. But, you know, it. I think this goal give us the confidence to go deeper and deeper and further. And we, you know, what kind of bounce of this win against Nashville. And after that, you know, the rest is history. But, you know, definitely my biggest goal was this in overtime against Nashville. And yeah, definitely final moment when Johnny handed me the Stanley Cup finally after being third final in a row, and that was an amazing feeling.
All of your many fans can't wait to see you back in Chicago so we can salute you in person at the United Center, Marian.
Well, looking forward to that to the day when I come visit, you know, Chicago, maybe watch the game and, you know, see my old friends, you know, see full United Center again, cheering and, you know, listening to the amazing song after this course. So looking forward to it.
And how do you feel? You still in good shape?
Yeah, I feel good. I just, you know, in the morning I finished boxing against my brother. So we had a good good tilt. I, you know, maybe year last year I started taking boxing lessons. I wasn't a fighter on the ice, but for some reason, you know, I tried to do something different than I did. And I found, you know, this is great for cardio, you know, great for, you know, protecting myself in case something happened. And, you know, just loving to watch, you know, people, I mean, boxers like Mike Tyson, Vasily Lomachenko, and, you know, great fighters to see, you know, the tactics, the techniques, and I try to study it a little bit closer. So, and in the winter, I love to go skiing. So, yeah, lots of great stuff after, you know, after I stopped playing hockey.
Well, that settles it. We're going to talk to Rocky Wirtz and get you reactivated when you come back here. Marian Hossa, congratulations again. And let me try this. Uzi Saivikend. Is that close?
Can you repeat that, please?
Uzi Saivikend.
Yeah, I heard weekend, but I didn't hear the rest of it.
Have a nice weekend.
So we have to work on it. You have to still work on that one. But, you know, thanks for trying. You know, that's you know, great.
All right, I'll look forward to some Slavic lessons when you come to Chicago. All the best to you. Congratulations again from everyone in Chicago.
I really appreciate it. You know, thanks for having me, and, you know, great to talk to you.